Blog Talk Radio.
Live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. As you can see, that was the intro from OYG Red Rum. And right now, I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blubbino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there, radio world?
The call-in number today is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody that's online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com. /Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. Now, and I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And tonight we got a special show because we have a legend. You know, I mean, he goes way back. A lot of you guys, everybody should know who this man is. Man is from Banging on Wax, from Pyru Love to everything. See what I'm saying? He's in charge. You know, we salute this man. We show him much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I want to introduce you guys to OYG Red Rum. Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, what's up, y'all out there in digital radio land? How y'all doing? It's the homie OYG Red Rum calling in from California, you know, straight up. I got my partner, you know, that's my co-host, my personal co-host, no name. That's my dog right there.
Yeah,
what's up, y'all?
Shout out to Big Love, the no name right there. It's all love. Put 'Em On Blast Radio and Raw Dog Music. You know, it's all good. And OYG Red Rum, well, we got you on the line for the little slow people out there, like Fody Water say, you know, let people know a little bit about who you are, the person behind the artist. Let them know who OYG Red Rum is.
Shit, all right. Here we go, like a little time machine. You know, born in the Bronx, New York, raised out here in California. Badlands, the harsh land, you know what I'm saying, West Side Vietnam, Los Angeles, California, you know, got transplanted to Inglewood, you know, went to Morningside High School, banged through, you know, raised, I'm a 70s, 80s baby, you know what I'm saying, straight up, I've been around when shit, when gangbanging started, you know, just, I seen a lot, I know what the fundamentals are, so I'm pushing that right now. A lot of people say that it ain't no more than G-code, but motherfuckers is still getting killed for violating the G-code. The G-code is alive. It's just that y'all don't want to uphold it. Y'all don't want to abide by the rules, but you still get killed for it. And at the end of the day, you still got to go by the laws of the G-code. You just bend them to what you want to do. So that's where I'm from. I'm a caveman. I come from that era. You know what I'm saying? All the homies that's in jail with life and all that, gang banging, even political prisoners, you know what I'm saying? They proud of me for doing what a lot of other homies need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why a lot of homies ain't right with themselves, because they not doing what they supposed to be doing, and it's subconsciously fucking them up. They got a guilt inside them, and they don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's because you're not each one teaching one.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're not doing. So.
That's right. And while we on this topic right now, OYG Red Rum, can you give a positive message to all the young upcoming artists and entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
All right, well, really?
Yeah, something that'll stick with them for a while.
All right, well, put it like this. Stay true to the craft, because the gimmick's not going to last. You know what I'm saying? The craft's been around, and the craft is going to stay around. So, rapping is an art, you know what I'm saying? So the gimmicks, those are tricks to get them to fall for the art that you know, the skill that you don't have, or is making up for somewhere that you lack. And if you're an artist, just be able to be a complete artist. Don't just be a rapper, because when you don't have money to keep paying for studio time, you're gonna need to learn how to engineer your own shit. All right, then that means that you're gonna have to go into the engineering field. You know, there's some engineers, they get bored with just doing music. I mean, just engineering. All right, we'll venture out something else. Either start learning how to rap or take up video. By you being an artist, don't just stay in one area. You know, you got to move around, because the more you move around, the more that you get to put stuff on your professional resume. You know what I'm saying? You look at certain producers or certain managers in the entertainment industry. They started off as one thing, but when they first started off, but look what they evolved into. They evolved into Jermaine Dupri's. They evolved into Puff Daddy. They evolved into them. DJ Quick, but that's not what they started out as. They started out as a promoter, or started out as a DJ and then went into rapping, or started out as a rapper and got into producing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, stay true to the craft and don't just stay what you are. You have to evolve into something else, but to make you a complete artist.
Those is words from OYG Red Run. And while we got you online, what made you even pick up a microphone and just start rapping?
That's the music of my time era, you know what I'm saying? I was born in the 70s, so I had to listen to, as a kid, as a baby, I had to listen to what my mama, that was music of her time. But as time evolved and music changed, rap was the music of my time. So, that made me want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it went. It's not like nothing traumatic happened. No, that was the music of my time. So I was born in 72. You know what I'm saying? I was born where hip-hop started at, but I was raised where gangbang started at. So them motherfuckers can't tell me shit.
Yeah. It's all love. And while we got you online, can you give out your info for the people who want to connect with OYG Red Run?
All right, if you want to holler at me, on Facebook, I have two pages, Red Rums. That's two words, REDRUM. I have another page, Jay Burgundy. Jay Burgundy is JAYBURGUNDY. That page is wide open. The Red Rum page is full. You can contact me at OYG_RedRum781 at Twitter. No, that's on Twitter. The Real Red Rum on Yahoo, on YouTube. That's pretty much, or you can email me at 323-PAWROO@gmail. Or run into me in the street somewhere, but don't run up on me with no bullshit.
Yeah, that better come correct. Yeah. Let the people know, who have you worked with and who would you like to work with in the near future?
I work with, B Braids, Bloody Mary, the whole Banging on Wax staff, Don Murata staff, shit. I did some work with Pac, Cam, I was on Death Row, quite a few people, but not too many industry people, because I'm not too much of an industry dude. We don't see eye to eye.
You can't forget the Crips too, though. You crossed over. You did some soldier work with the Crips too on the Banging on Wax. That was a unified project.
I did a lot of that. I didn't mean to leave my Keyway partners out. I was just like trying to, my bad. I was going to get into that. That's the banging part of the second, but we're going to go and fast forward that real quick. I did a lot of things with my Crip partners from all kind of hoods. I don't discriminate against the Crips. I just, my main enemies, I can't really do that just yet. I have to cross other lines with the Crips and, make, how can I put it? I have to make the stable ground with other Crips before I can even look at doing some music with my main enemies, with my hood's main enemy. So it's kind of like, it's Democrat and Republican shit going on right here. It's like, that's how it is. It's street politics. So, the enemy, my enemy is my friend, but that enemy is a motherfucker.
Just like karma. That's all love. And before we go to this break, OYG Red Rum, is there any shout outs you want to give out to anybody?
I want to give a shout out to everybody that played a part in my life and in my career. Because y'all all helped me to get to this point where I am now. Y'all all helped me to be able to say that I'm 40. Because where I come from, the age where I come from, the group where I come from, they say oh, nigga, you're not going to make it to be 21. Like, damn, I'm going to die? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I, you know what I'm saying? I can't live. So, like, I appreciate everybody, my teachers, you know what I'm saying? I even appreciate my haters, you know what I'm saying, because they helped me learn how to act and react in situations, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really be like, you know, fuck everybody or just fuck my haters, because my haters help me, you know, they're part of my growing experience. They help me ignore motherfuckers. They help me see through a lot of shit. So thank you for being a detrimental part of my life, because now I know how to deal with the other haters, because I had to deal with your hating ass.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And right now, while we go into this quick break, OYG Red Rum, I want you to introduce the song and let everybody know the concept behind this track, They Gotta Go, featuring Cam and D-Do.
Oh, yeah, you know, and They Gotta Go, that was, that's pretty much about, you know, all of the bullshit, the haters, the white people that fuck us over, and the white people that fuck us over lineage if they steal their bullshit. I can't say that I'm mad at all white people, because I'm not. Because a white person's worst enemy is another white person, because they know the truth more than we know the truth. So, you know, Cam, he, you know what I'm saying, that's my dog right there. He with the Muslims, the FOI, he doing the shit. My nigga D-Dog, he a Crip. That's my nigga from fucking, I'm not going to tell y'all where he's from, but he a Crip. He going to tell y'all where he's from. And,
yeah.
And keeping it 100 with y'all, this was a group that we started, and the concept of our group got stole by West Side Connection. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whoever, you know, took them, whoever heard about our concept somehow took it to them, and somehow it ended up on their album cover before we can, you know. So here y'all go. This song is a few years old. This is not a new song. This song is a few years old. And fuck with my nigga Cam, y'all. He's selling verses, you know. So get at him. Cam Is. His name is Cam Is on Facebook. It's one word, K-A-M-I-S. My nigga, he is a West Coast legend, and he's selling verses. Holler at him, y'all.
Down with the peace treaty.
Peace treaty. Original Cam. West Coast Cam. That's the one right there. That's the one. All
right. That's right.
Y'all enjoyed this song, too.
That's right. You heard it first right here. I'm Put 'Em On Blast Radio. They Gotta Go.
It's either me and him, dog, us or them. Did it before, gon' do it again. They gotta go, they gotta go. By any means, you know what they did. Fuck they life and fuck they kids. It's either me or him, us or them. Did it before, we gon' do it again. They gotta go by any means, they know what they did. Fuck they life and fuck they kids. Trust the racial divide, gon' widen. After what these crackers done put down on us, man, I'm ride for the GP of this DK all day, and y'all can hate it or love it, but nigga, they gon' all pay. That's why against these cave bastards I stay building. Fuck the slave masters and they children. I'm about revolution. I told them as I started to squabble, you ain't part of the solution, then you part of the problem. I'm reborn and sworn to fight despite who finished me. My true enemy, white supremacy. I learned not to ever take the word of a rebel. How to give birth to a god and how to murder a devil. You take off the snake head, cut out the forked tongue. Cause if he ain't dead, somebody else gon' get stung. Just how much he hate us, he done showed and he proved. So this wicked enemy must now be removed.
Me and him, dog, us to them. Did it before, gon' do it again. They gotta go by any means. You know what they did. Fuck they life and fuck they kids. Either me or him, us or them. Did it before, we gon' do it again. They gotta go by any means. They know what they did. Fuck they life and fuck they kids.
Death to my enemies. Beginning my killing spree, finna be a homicide from Eaglewood to Italy. Living my life bitterly, blasters have artillery. Have you reconsidered me? Undisputed the bit of me. Juggernaut entity, rejecting your sympathy. 21 guns and Lucifer, silence is trying to piss me. Competition seems to be testing me. Get mashed like a box of potatoes. Instantly, horns in the halo. Hitting shit vital and fatal. Converted lies into verbal. Sometimes I can't say no, not known since the cradle. Really, we arch enemies. The homies pouring Hennessy and keep trying to spit in me. Stay with the best. Don't shot like the Kennedy, you killing me with the tough talking gay tendency. Spending too much energy, finding ways of offending me. Fuck it the way I be it, him or me, them or we.
It's either me and him, dog, us or them. Did it before, gon' do it again. They gotta go by any means. You know what they did, fuck they life and fuck they kids. It's either me or him, us or them. Did it before, and gon' do it again. They gotta go by any means. They know what they did, fuck they life and fuck they kids.
Yeah, yeah. We back live. I'll put them on Blast Radio. That was OYG Red Rum. They got to go. And for everybody that's tuning in online or just calling in, we live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio with OYG Red Rum. And for all the callers that's online, if you're online, we're going overtime tonight. You know, I do that with certain artists. So don't hang up. Just stay on the phone. If you're on the internet, your time is up at 9:30. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in because we got like 14 minutes left. But OYG Red Rum, back to you. I want to ask you, what do you and don't you like about the music?
Music as a whole or music?
The whole overall aspect of the music industry, period. Like, what do you like about the positive and the negativity of the music industry, period? In your words, in your own personal words.
All right, let me see the positive and the negative. Okay, how about this? How about I split that with No Name? Which one you want to take, No Name? You want to take the positive or you want to take the negative?
I'll do the negative.
All right, well, let me see. The positive of the music industry is that, you know, even though it's earth-surfing, you know what I'm saying, whatever talent that's left or whatever's left of hip hop is still has some type of financial has some type of financial kickbacks to the black community, because it is, even though we're being, how can I put it, even though that we're being used and put out there like that, the black community is still, you know, eating off of it. It's still offering cracks that real niggas can get in. You know what I'm saying? Because they haven't totally locked black people out of hip hop yet or out of music yet. So as long as they keep having their little weak links flow through, it's still cracks that a real nigga can get up in there. Like me, it's a chance I can go mainstream, but I'm not gonna go mainstream through a mainstream nigga. Mainstream motherfucker. I'm not gonna go mainstream through a mainstream motherfucker. I'm gonna go mainstream through one of them cracks that's in their armor. They think that, you know, that they got it on lock, but they don't. They don't, because it's the fans and it's the people that listen to the radio that's starting to revolt against it. So as long as they keep trying to force feed, everybody's not gonna want to eat that bullshit. They're gonna opt to listen to some real West Coast music. They're gonna opt to be like, you know what, I'm tired of that shit. Fuck all this candy ass shit. So the more that they keep on trying to feed and flood the streets, the ghettos with that bullshit, they're making a bigger crowd for old school West Coast to come back. So yeah, I get them that, you know, I get them a little bit of points, a little bit of room for that. That's just it. I don't see anything else that interests me in what they're doing, because once they shut out rap, once they shut out hip hop, mainstream, that's it. Because underground don't get as much as it's supposed to get, because we don't own any big wide venues like that. We can't really own any. We can't throw no hip hop Woodstock, nothing like that, underground, because it's going to get shut down. Shit, if they keep on saying what we can and can't say, that's freedom of speech. That's our rights right there. That's hip hop. That, you know, we can say what we want to say, but I guess according to them and their laws, we can't. So until they outlaw hip hop altogether, you know, I get them that, because it's still keeping the art alive a little bit. It's still keeping money flowing through the ghettos a little bit. It's not much money flowing through the ghettos from the artists, because they're not as solid as they're supposed to be. So, you know, niggas have always got what's left. That's what it was based on here. We're going to get them what's left of what we got or what we want. So at the end of the day, you know, the money that's trickling down to the ghettos is what's left of what motherfuckers are squeezing out of that money sponge. A drop or two. It started off as a sponge full of money, you know, just water.
Man.
At the end of the day, it's just a couple drops coming out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So,
it went from a $300 billion industry 10 years ago to a $30 billion industry now. So they lost $270 billion in 10 years.
That's crazy.
Think about that. Just think about that. And then you think about the corporate sponsors that have everybody rapping about Bugattis and Mercedes Benzes and stuff to just market that type of that. There's sponsors. You know, Reebok might sponsor a rapper so he can rap about Reebok. And then everybody goes and buys Reeboks. So there's a corporate entity behind all hip-hop right now, behind the industry, period. You know, you have Jay-Z who will come out and rap about a Maybach. Then you have Rick Ross come out and talk about Maybach music.
Yeah.
Well, that should be Maybach, unless they're sponsoring him. They would come out, because I remember when George Lucas sued Luke Skywalker for defamation of the fictional character Luke Skywalker, right? He sued, and Luke had to change his name to Uncle Luke. Now, here's the difference. The real Rick Ross came out and tried to sue the fake Rick Ross
and lost,
for using his name, and lost.
Now, let me tell you real quick. Look, Rick Ross, the homie Rick Ross, big homie from L.A.,
We can't hear you, OG.
I said the big homie from California, Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, he went to jail. That's his real name. Now, one of the biggest crimes in America right now is identity theft. How in the fuck is the rapper Rick Ross not being held accountable for identity theft?
Identity theft.
This man, Rick Ross, went to jail with that name. He paid his debt to society with that name. Now, a rapper can come along and use that man's name and make millions and don't have to nothing? That's identity theft, 100%. That's the man name that man was born on, born with. If there was no Rick Ross ever in real life, if Rick Ross' name was something else, how the fuck would fat-ass Rick Ross' name be Rick Ross? Who would he be imitating?
Right. Who would
not
he be imitating?
Not
he
that
be
all.
Imitating.
He be Little Precious.
Right.
Little Precious.
Yeah, because he got a picture up on Facebook. Somebody put one up with him looking like Precious riding on the bus and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny little picture. But, you know, that's just some crazy shit, though. You know, that I don't know. That's just way out. You know, but I don't want to cut
you off.
You
know, that's the corporate sponsorship.
I don't want to cut you off right now, but we got to go into a quick little break. And I want you to introduce this song right here, Little Ghetto Boy, and let people know the concept behind this. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation.
All right. Or, yeah, this song right here, Little Ghetto Boy, it's about the Trayvon Martin incident. You know, ooh. I used the old song, you know, Little Ghetto Boy. I'm not really feeling Snoop, but you know that beat and that song, you know, it pretty much felt that it served the purpose well. So you know, me and my nigga Mill, Mike Carl Millions, we grabbed an instrumental, went in the lab at the house, and did our shit straight up. You know, I hope y'all appreciate it. There's a message behind it, you know, so y'all should be familiar with the track. So, you know, maestro dedicated to all the little men, all the little brothers that's been murdered by the police. Yeah, you know, not just Trayvon Martin, all the little homies, but, you know, that was what was in the news at the time. So that's what we got off on. So, you know, this is about him, but y'all need to open up your eyes and see what's going on. And, you know, and those that are the vanguard of black people, of black, you know, society, y'all need to not, you know, just try to step up your recruitments a little bit more, or you know, do something, because we losing at a crazy rate still, and we have no reserve troops. That all our warriors are they're either dead, or they're in jail, or they're defunct,
or we're labeled urban terrorists.
Urban terrorists. So, you know, we have no reserves. Our reserves are back in Africa, which don't look at us as real Africans. Our reserves are Jamaica and Belize, and which are so far away. You know what I'm saying? We need passports to get there. We need passports to get to our reserves, and they need passports to get here. And we're not even friends with each other like
and
that.
And planes. They need boats and planes, too. It's crazy. They got us all separated.
They got us all separated, y'all. But y'all enjoy a little Ghetto Boy, you know. Hit it.
It's all good. You heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Little Ghetto Boy.
San Francisco Police Department, Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy at Retrieve Circle. The best address I can give you is 111 Retrieve Circle. This guy looks like he's up to no good.
Hello, God. Trayvon. I'm headed home, somebody follow me, let's stand calm. Ain't afraid of the dark, but I wish did it was daytime. We all got a curfew, I'ma make mine. Damn, I don't wanna make my fam mad, but how did my luck get this bad? It's raining, so I'm slipping on my hoodie, no umbrella, cause my phone in my hand full of goodies. Fun around, look, see, yep, there that car gets hit a couple corners. And then I'm gone again. My girl on the line, committed not a crime. Who, what, where, all combined. Constitutional rights, you violated mine. Penalty is definite, you gotta pay the fine. Now I really wish I did have a strap. Face down, still shot me in the back, cause I'm black.
I'm drugs, it's raining, and he's just walking around, looking about. Okay, and this guy, see my black car aesthetic? He looks black. Did you see what he was wearing? Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and he was jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. He's sitting in a room, he was just staring.
Oh, he's just walking around the area?
At all the houses.
Oh, okay.
And now he's just staring at me. He's got his hand in his waistband.
This is to the memory of Trayvon Martin. Too much goodies in his bag to be a target. Right place, wrong face, go figure. In a neighborhood that's safe unless you a nigga. And 100 pounds shy of the watchman, who doing way more than just watching. Rodney King was a drunk, we went in for him. Get your verdicts right, or we going in again. And not just Florida, everybody. All the way to California, everybody. Cause it's thicker than blood, and it's bigger than Crip. If they find dudes innocent, killing the kids. And the media is trying to show both sides. It's only one side, until they both die. So rest in peace, Trey, and if I may say, there are men to be on his way.
Are you following him?
Yeah,
okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
Alright, sir, what is your name?
George.
He ran. Alright, George, what's your last name?
This is my man.
And George, what the fuck is it you're calling from?
407-435-2400.
Alright, George, would you have him on the way?
Yeah. We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Lil Ghetto Boy by OYG Red Rum. And right now, I just want to give a little moment of silence for Trayvon.
We'll just tell Cameron to leave.
All right. What's good? And right now, OYG Red Rum, we're going to get back into the conversation. But right now, I want to take a quick caller real quick. Hello, caller. What's going on? Say what's up to OYG Red Rum. Oh, well, caller must have hung up. Next caller. Hello, caller. Say what's up to OYG Red Rum.
Hello?
Hello,
yeah, what's up with it?
What's up, Ron?
What's up? Who this?
Shit, this is a relative from Texas, Vic.
What's up, Vic?
Oh, what's up? What's up? You was spending the real shit on that Rick Ross and shit. And like I said, a lot of people don't know. No, Rick Ross say he never heard of the real Freeway Rick, but if you're a 70s or 80s baby like we are, everybody know the real Above the Law had on that CD case Freeway Rick. So he can't, you know, he can stop that lie right there.
Yeah, now how in the hell did he just happen to come up with a name like that and his character is a major dope dealer? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man. Who the fuck they lying to? I'm not rolling with that. And somehow,
what did Biggie say? It was all a dream. Exactly what it was. But it's all love.
That's some bullshit. That motherfucker needs to be.
How come nobody get mad and say that, you know, he's a cop, too. He's a cop. And he's a cop rapping about selling drugs. Come on, now. Sebo went to jail years ago because he talked about shit he really did. You know, Sebo from Sacramento, the homie Sebo from Sacramento. But that's because he was really, he was a real dude in the street, and the law enforcement knew he was a real dude. The law enforcement knows Rick Ross is a cop. That's why he's never getting investigated. Because he is. What was Lawrence Fishburne's name on Deep Cover? Officer, detective. I forgot his name, but that's what Rick Ross is playing right now. He's playing Deep Cover.
That's crazy. But caller, I'd like to thank you for calling in. You know, it's all love from Raw Dog Music and Put'em on Blast Radio for everybody that's online. I salute you guys for tuning in. But everybody that's on the phone, keep tuning in because we're going over time right now. And, you know, a partner that came on the phone was talking about SIBO, you know, Free SIBO. You know, that's the big homie. You know, it's all love. You know, he'll be out, you know, sometime soon. But right now I want to take one more quick caller before we get back into this convo. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Guess caller ain't saying nothing. Let me see. Take one more caller. Yeah, it's all hello, caller.
Damn, everybody hanging up.
Yeah, they quiet and things.
They get nervous because of that OYG Red Rock. Oh,
hello,
wow.
I don't know why. Talk to me. I talk back. Shit.
Talk
like this.
Hello, caller. Hello.
No, I'm trying to get in on this thing here and say my piece, and I can't get through this.
Hello,
this
caller. What's up with it?
Oh.
What's up with it, caller?
You sound like a lady. Is that it?
Yeah.
Am I on Put 'em on Blast?
Yes, you're
yeah.
Hello?
On Put 'em on Blast Radio.
All right. You know what? I don't know what's up with this weird-ass phone, but I'm just went on mute. Yeah, I'm happy y'all got through to me. What's up? What's up, OG?
What's up,
you know what, I like your style, you know what I'm saying? I like what you're talking about there. I like how you real with it. And I just wanted to call in and give you your big ass on that.
I appreciate it.
Where you calling in at?
I'm calling in from Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento, yeah. I came up here a few times, you know, that Amtrak ride ain't no joke. I like that.
All right, that's cool. You know, you talk a lot of politics too. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a lot of things that we need to hear, other than what kind of car you driving, other than how much money you so called got, and all that other watered down stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, I like that. I wanted to call in and give you a big ass on that though. That's hot. I like it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's the mindset of people. People rather be popular than be right. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather be with the in crowd than, you know what I'm saying, than be in righteous
in
alignment with stuff. You
and
know
how
what I'm
they
saying?
All independent mind, right.
Yeah, they're
right.
Like peer pressure to the motherfucker. Even adults fall prey to peer pressure. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's like everybody want to be with the Joneses. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. The Joneses got to sit their ass down. It's what's going on in life right now is what's right. You have to do what's right because society is crumbling, government is crumbling. It's just everybody know that the world is supposed to be ending, and nobody and everybody's still doing fucked up shit. Like, come on,
right.
People.
Still
like,
doing the same thing. Nobody want to wake up. And you know what? Through your music and through your words and the lyrics, I think that we can see that. You know what I mean? At least from what I heard. And so, yeah, I like that, and I appreciate that, especially coming from black men, instead of hearing violence and, you know, things of that nature. And I also like how you went with a peace treaty, too. I like that, you know, because we're not hearing that too much. Every time you turn around, we have violence. People are getting shot and killed and losing their family members. So what you're rolling with and how you represent it, I'm feeling that.
All right, well, I'm going to put it like, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm not. Just the open hand dude either. I'm with the business. It's just I have to show people like put it like this. The gangbangers are not going to listen to the government. The gangbangers they're not going to listen to motherfuckers that's forcing them. Gangbang anybody they're more susceptible when they listen. They listen to people that been through the same shit that they've been through. So by me having the reputation and the status that I have, that's why they respect me like that. That's why they at least listen to what I say. I can at least talk to them. A politician is not going to go into the hood and the gangster is going to listen to them. No, but since I've been in the trenches with them,
But since I've been back and forth to jail, since I've been in shootouts and squabbles and all that with them, they listen to me. They be like, okay, what the homie talking about? And since it's righteous shit and they know it, that's why they listen to me. That's why I do what I do. But at the same time, people just can't run up on me thinking I'm going to be like, all right, just hold on. I'm not, no. If you run up
turn
on me and I said some danger, if you run up on me with some danger, I'm finna bang on you ignorant and get with the function because people like to prey on people, and I'm not finna get preyed upon by nobody. They like, put it like this. If Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were the same person in body, that'll pretty much be me. It'll pretty much be a lot of peacekeepers. They just not with, you know what I'm saying? They rather have peace than have war. But
war,
they are squad,
right,
they kill you, they do everything. Just they prefer peace, and I'm not mad at that.
Right.
So that's the path that I'd rather take that path. You know, just because a lot of gangsters back east and down south, they lost in the gang banging tip. They, you know, the way that they brought up banging for years, they was lied to. So I have to help them. I have to help them nationwide. I have to help them, you know, because if not, that's why the gangbanging thing is so ignorant and out of control right now. It's so ignorant and out of control right now because nobody's telling them, nobody's teaching them anything. They're doing what they want to do. They're adding extra shit into gangbanging that has no real meaning, no standards, no foundation, no nothing. They're doing it because it's popular, because nobody's telling them what to do, none of that. But as soon as they have a real homie from the West that goes to their shit,
there's no true value in it. There's no true value on what they're doing and what they're supposed to be representing. So therefore, that's when you come in and you set what's true and what's real. And I can appreciate that, especially coming from Sacramento and hearing other artists and hearing people coming from around the country, you know, saying their piece and putting their bid in on what they're representing. And coming from Sacramento, we always don't hear that. That's why I want to give a big F to put them on blast, too, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, for doing this right here. Because if it wasn't this, I wouldn't have, you know, how would I have known you or really know what you really about other than what we hear on the streets and what we so-called hear. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
that's
big F to put them on blast.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. And OYG Red Rum, we got a few minutes left, and I'd like to thank you. I've been following you ever since a young boy, you know, ever since I even first seen you guys, you know, just on the scene, just really doing it. You know, I salute you for everything you're doing, you know, everything about you. You got much love for Raw Dog Music, Put 'Em on Blast Radio, Crazy Mo, love, you know, Miss Kimmy Simone, you know, it's all love. And I want you to introduce this song, Got No One, and let everybody know the concept behind this track as we end the show.
We love you, Red Rum.
Yes. This song, Got No One, is, you know, it's about people not having anyone to help them through the struggle. It's about, you know, single moms that got to raise kids. It's about kids that have no parents or no family. You know what I'm saying? It's just people that have, everybody go through the same struggle, whether you go through it alone or with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And it's better to go through a struggle with somebody, not being dirty for them, but, you know, going through a struggle. So you have to help.
Oh, you can't. We can barely hear you.
Oh, shit. It's pretty much about going through the struggle. Parents, you know, single parents not having the other one around to help raise the kids. Kids not having nobody around to help them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go through the struggle. But it's better to not go through it alone because it makes it even more worse. It doubles the weight, triples the weight. You got to have somebody with you, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, to help go through it. Straight up, you know. So y'all enjoy that.
That's right, that's right. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio. That was OYG Red Rum, and this is the song Got No One, and I thank you for blessing our show tonight. And everybody out there, stay blessed, be safe, stop all the negative, stop the violence, and we need to come together as one. And as we go out, got no one.
Work towards unity.
Black plantation.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm headed for the best. All these trials and tribulations ain't nothing but a test. I've been blessed since I dodged these bullets. Thinking why did he pull it as he hit the corner hooded. It ain't bueno, it ain't going like it should. I hope she don't, but I wish a nigga would. I gotta do a little bad just to do some good. They telling me I can't even though I really could. I'm back on the grind again, back doing time again. Hands on the clock will spin, stand on top I win. Whole lot of haters, but it's only one me. And these dudes that I pay, homie, don't come free. I can tell you how it is, or would you rather come see? And I can tell you right now, you wouldn't wanna be me. It's like my troubles coming doubles. I want it all to end, I wonder what I feel like this if I was born with a twin.
I was supposed to be a man when I was 9 years old. When my mom got locked, now what time's untold. So what's life goes on, keep a stiff bottom lip. Cause you can't get paid when you crying like a trick. It's foster home living, young ward of the state. Had aid in my heart and a ward on my face. I tore up the place and I had to shake out. Forget a foster fam, I'm about to take the gang route. Forced to hang out, block hotter than a sauna. All we do is sip, brew and smoke wet marijuana. Watch life pass by, I start to ask why. I sit and get high, let life pass by. I started living life, I ain't waiting to die. When I started doing good, they started hating the guy.
Without they baby daddy, damn, this is how my mama felt when she had me. And it's sad when I see it on the daily. I was raised the same way and they wonder why I'm crazy. Yeah, I remember that look. Like what she gonna do and what she gonna cook. It took a strong woman to make a strong man. Mama still tried to feed you when you bit the wrong hand. Move to a foreign land to raise us right. Had a whole lot to do before she say goodnight. And if I see dude now I may take flight. Give him a little sample of what my life was like. I see my mama cry, I see my mama's eyes. I seen the truth and reasoning behind my mama's lies. And she keep looking at me like I'm a prize. Her life reenacted and dramatized.
Yeah, and that's all I got. Just a blessing and a curse from moms and pops. Moms gave me swag, put game in my hand. Pops taught me that I would never need another man. And he showed me that by not being there. Then moms died, so she wasn't even there. So acting like I ain't even care. Just a young nigga with his middle finger in the air. And I'm on one, looking for the homies to blow on. Cause without them,
I got nobody but my motherfucker.
The only nigga left to die. And I could lose my life just making a store run. If I ain't got a gun and
I ain't got no one.
Nah.
But me, myself, and I.
The last nigga left to die.
And I be on that shit. Like, man, a nigga a good nigga and shit, but a nigga don't get no love for that, no credit for that, no payback for that. You mean to tell me a nigga gotta wait till a nigga die to get some type of peace? Fuck that. If I can't have that shit right here, right now, shit, let's go. Let me go get mine, cause I swear I ain't got nobody on this motherfucking planet.